it's very easy during these spring and summer months to see how beautifully God's creation allows us to live healthy lifestyles. Walk to any local farmer's market and you will see abundance of beautiful fruits and vegetables, all to help us stay fit and healthy. But also during the summer months, lots of vacations happen and, well, our regular plan tends to go out the door and we indulge just a little bit. Joining us today to remind us that, well, a little treat now and then is good for you. It's important to not let things get too out of hand. It is our good friend, Yvonne Keith, with Healthy Living with Yvonne, joining us today to help you have the best summer yet and stay really fit while you're doing it. Good morning, Yvonne. Thanks so much for being with me today.
Hi, Brenda. Thank you for having me here. It's a pleasure to be here. I always enjoy our talks.
I always find something when we talk about, I've got to remember that. I'm going to write this down and get this in the schedule because that is a great tip. Now, as I said, it's a wonderful time of year to start a fitness program. And maybe I would say any time of year is a great time to start, but there's such an abundance of healthy food available, especially around the area. There are farmers markets almost every day of the week. What are some important things to remember that make this time of year, you know, a little easier to stay on track because there's some great things to eat?
Yes, I think the summer is the best time to start anything because it's kind of like a renewal in everything. After spring, everything has just have an abundance of colors. Like if you go to the farmers market, as you said, you see every single color. And what is the best way to eat? Have a variety of fruits and vegetables in our plate. Every single color give us different nutrients and vitamins and minerals and antioxidants that our body needs. And of course, the sun is the best thing. Just be careful, you know, in the Pacific Northwest, we have not very much shine. So when we go out of the sunshine, we have to be careful, you know, take care of your skin. So yes, and also our body, because our circadian rhythm is with the sun. And then we have early sun and late evenings, so we are awake more than usual. I don't know if you started to notice to you, but my husband is a sleeper, and by 5, he's like, totally wake up and ready to go. And I'm like, well, yeah, it's the sun, like telling us, okay, it's time to get up. And at night, it is hard to go to bed early because the sun is like, yesterday was like 9:30, and still just like the sunset was beautiful. So we have to take advantage of those things, like, since we seems like we have more time awake. So if you don't have that, you will say, oh, I don't have time to work out. Well, now you can get up a little early, it's light, and enjoy a walk in the nature or at night before bed.
Yvonne, you're absolutely right. And I often tell people, because I'm here at the studio early in the morning, during these months when I wake up and I leave my house at a little after 5 o'clock in the morning, the sun's already well coming up. You don't even need headlights to get down the road. Yes. And you're right, it may be more difficult to get to sleep at night. Are there some things that you should definitely avoid starting at a certain time of night so that way you're not interrupting sleep, which tends to be a little bit more difficult right now?
Yes, for sure. Like, I recommend everybody to stop eating 3 hours before sleep. So you're going to go to bed at 10, stop eating at 7 or 11, 8, but no later than 8 for sure. Like the minimum is 2, but I would recommend 3 solid hours because you have time to digest and so forth. And also, if you have thick curtains in your room, that would be great because you block all the light and then your brain says, okay, it's time to relax and go to sleep. Otherwise, your brain is still active and thinking that it's the middle of the day. So the caffeine is another big thing. I don't know if I am very sensitive to caffeine. So for me, I cannot have not even a piece of dark chocolate after like 7 p.m. because it keep me awake. So but that's me. And a lot of people, it is very tolerant to the caffeine. I do not drink coffee. So that's why like it's very sensitive for me. But even if you are not as sensitive as me with caffeine, just try not to have like your last cup of coffee, like 5 or 6. Because that will interrupt, even though people said, oh yeah, it doesn't bother me, but you don't rest the same. Another thing, alcohol. Alcohol, a lot of people say, oh, it just puts me to sleep. Well, yeah, maybe put you to sleep right away, but again, your body doesn't rest properly, and you are tossing and turning, and you don't even notice that you are not resting properly.
Avon, one of the things that I sometimes realize is getting in the way of me falling asleep and resting my mind as I get into bed, do all of the things, I'm ready to go, and then I go for my screen. I pick up my phone or the iPad and, oh, I just want to check my emails or I want to look at a couple news articles. And then before I know it, I'm half hours gone by. And then it does seem to be a little bit harder to then put it away and then to settle down. Screen time is definitely not one of those things that helps you get into a restful mode, is it?
For sure. Yes, I would recommend, and I tell this to my clients, do not sleep with your phone in your room. Do not. Put it in the living room, put it in another room. Do not even your tablet, nothing. Because even the lights that come from our phone keeps us awake, even though we don't notice. So they are robbing our energy, our sleep, and that is not good enough. So like in this this thing that you wake up and that's what you think, oh, okay, I'm going to check it. And no, because then your brain starts like making old stories and making all the things, and I have to do this and I didn't do that, and you don't rest. So just put it away, like say goodnight to your phone, leave it in the living room. And if you use, because I said some people say like, but I use it to wake me up. Well, do something different. Don't make an excuse to have the temptation right there with you.
I think that's excellent advice. My kids always think that's really funny that there was a time, I always tell them, that we didn't have cell phones at hand. And I actually, there's an alarm clock and it is set to wake me up every single morning. And so, yeah, we are not so far down technology that we have to live with it every single moment. Yvonne Heath is joining us today. She is in helping us embrace a healthy lifestyle this summer season. And she's got a real special program coming up for women. You can really get on that healthy bandwagon during a transformative 6-week program. Yvonne, this is really great. And this is a program that you've gone through a few times now. You're getting ready to start a new one. And I want to know more about it. I'm already up against my break, though. Can you stay with me through the break so we can find out more about this in our next half hour?
Sure, I would love to.
Yvonne Heath is joining us today. She is here to remind us all that God has a plan for each and every one of us, and that includes our health and spiritual well-being. She's got a special program coming up for women to join in this summer and have a beautiful and healthy lifestyle. Yvonne, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
I love what you're doing here with these programs, especially about our health, because we tend to go, okay, God is in the spiritual realm and he's all about my faith and the sacraments, but my physical health is, I'm going to work this out with my doctor, and they don't cross over. But you've
That's
created a program that looks at our bodies and our health, mind, body, and spirit. It's all involved. Remind us a little bit about your Fiat to Health program.
Yes. So the program is called Fiat to Health. Fiat we all understand as a yes, but also it stands for faith in action equals transformation. So it's like yes to health. And why did I do that? Because everything we are a whole person. God created us like no separated entities. So we are a whole person, body, mind, spirit. And then what I do in the program is just give you a blueprint of where can you start your health wellness journey. So we do with prayer at the beginning. We have reflections like I tied everything to the Bible verses that it says, okay, here in the Bible talks about why it's important to eat healthy or why it's important movement or why it's important, we have six different modules. And then I teach a little bit of each one, why, what we can do, what changes we can do in our daily lives to get healthy. And why it's not, because a lot of people think, oh, well, maybe it's vanity, my body, just to, the movement, especially the exercise, a lot of people think. But it's not, because if we are not healthy, how are we going to accomplish our mission here for God, for the glory of Him? So it's not, because if we are not healthy, how on earth are we going to serve the church? help with evangelization and all that stuff. So, and at the end of the class, we do an examination of conscience of that topic. So it's very complete, and I have tried. We have had groups. I do it in Spanish and English. So in the summer, I will probably do both too, because I have more time. And people are telling me, "Well, can you do it in the morning?" But before, I couldn't do it in the morning, but now I will be able to do it around the morning.
Yvonne, is this a program where women are coming together someplace, or is it real simple to be able to jump online and gather as a group? How is the meeting set up?
Yeah, I do everything online. And
Okay.
just because it's easier for, like, I have clients, for example, I have people from Salem, I have people from a different state. So it does gives an opportunity. And I even, when I did the Spanish, when I have people from Mexico, because I'm Mexican. So it's, in that way, it's easier to gather people that is just like, oh, I'm just looking for something to do to help me to start my journey. And that's easier that way. But I'm not opposed to do it in person if, in the future, a group of people said, "Hey, can you come to my parish and do it for ourselves or something?" I will be totally open to do that.
Yvonne Heath is wanting to join you on a health journey. She is inviting you to a 6-week faith-based wellness program, Fiat to Health. She is joining me today to let us know some of the details of the upcoming classes, both in Spanish and hopefully later on in the summer in English as well. So women are gathering online. We seem to love, I'll say this, and especially for myself, gathering together is really important. And maybe for somebody who's like, oh, I like the idea of doing this, but this one-on-one maybe makes me a little nervous to talk about it. But being in a group can sometimes for some people be an easier way, not only to share, because you can hear what other people are going through too. It's a great way to get together.
Yeah, and also they get inspired. Like, for example, we do a check-in in every week, and they said, "Oh, I do this, I did this, or I this worked for me, or I couldn't do this." And somebody like, "Oh, think about, oh, I didn't do that. Maybe next week I will try that." But when I think when people is ready to go one-on-one, is because they have tried to have a blueprint and they don't seem to get through it and say, like, okay, I need accountability just with one person at a time, like more time with the coach. And that's when I have my one-on-one people.
Yvonne, people might be hearing and thinking, I've done so many of these programs. I've counted points, or I've counted carbs, or I've just a variety of things. I've drank an excess of water, I've cut out fruit. There's all of these things. So in your mind, though, how is this one a better option to set aside all of that figuring and counting and sacrificing? Why does this program seem to work so well?
I think because of the component of the faith, we start from God and we ask God to be present with us. So it's not just like, oh, I want to lose 10 pounds. Oh, I want to. It's not about me. So we take a me out of the question, and he said, okay, why am I here? What is my mission? And then we go, okay, I'm going to be healthy for my family, for the mission that God gave me on earth. So, because if we are not healthy, how are we going to be a testimony for anybody? Period. Because, as much as you love the church and if you want to do so many things, if you don't take care of yourself, at some point your body is going to say, okay, that's it, you're done.
Absolutely. Now, Yvonne, your program, Fiat to Health, you've done cycled through this a couple of times. You're getting ready to start a new program. In the last two sessions that you've offered, what's been some of the feedback that you've gotten from the women who have participated that have actually been able to find some real success? What have they told you?
They have told me that the most important thing is when I can give you all the advice, even for my clients one-on-one, but if the people don't take action, nothing is going to happen. So the feedback is, it's like, yes, when I start doing just this little minor thing, I saw progress. Even remember, I don't know if you remember, like in January or so, I was in the Holy Redeemer. I went,
You were. You
I
came and
offered that.
talked to the women. Absolutely, I
Yes.
remember.
And I went back like 2 months later because I like to go and join them. And a couple of people said, "Oh, I follow the advice that you gave in the talk, and I've been losing weight, and I've been feeling better." And I'm like, "So yes, it doesn't matter if you pay the most expensive coach or you go to the group, or it doesn't matter. If you don't take action, nothing is going to happen. Same with our faith. It doesn't matter if we pray the rosary so many times or go to mass, but if we don't do it with our heart in Jesus, it is not going to happen anything in our life."
I love that. And I love how all of this is based on our faith, because without God, none of it is possible. None of it is
Yes.
possible. And definitely it's not possible without your great guidance. So Yvonne, thank you so much. Where can women go to find out information about the next program coming up?
Yeah, the next pro you can go fiattohealth.com. Now I have that website as well, and it's easier to remember. Or you can go to my old one, Healthy Living with Yvonne, IVONNE.com, and I will post it soon. Because I still working it. We're still finishing the one that I started earlier. So stay, go there, and just ask me to send you an email if you want, so I can keep you update to that.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I encourage all of our listeners to check it out. There's so much information there, and I invite you to learn more about this special program. Yvonne, it is always a great morning. Now I feel like I'm ready to go for a walk this afternoon. Thanks so much for being with
Awesome.
me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Again,
God
that is
bless you.
Yvonne Heath. Now, her program, Fiat to Health, is coming up. To make all of it easier, I will include links to both her original webpage and also her new Fiat to Health webpage. You'll find those links on the podcast of today's interview, materdayradio.com, and on the Hail Mary Media app.